No, Tina Turner is 73 years old.
I was close.
Are you saying that the gap between 72 and like 100 and
after you hit that, once you hit like Vera and Fatty's age, it's all just, you know, it's just old. You don't even count anymore.
I'm sure they appreciate that.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Once you hit like Vera and Fatty's age, it's all just, you know, it's just old.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1386 of the BFO for Monday, the 20th of May, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, little show. Y'all, I'm a little parched. I think I'm going to go into this bar right here. Yes, Big Fatty, let's go. Hi, everyone. I hope you're a Monday. Day is going well. Y'all, as you know, I am over in Atlanta, so y'all, I am gonna walk into this bar right here, and I'm gonna go and sit down at the end. Well, look there! Look there! I cannot believe who is sitting down there at the end of the bar!
Down at the end of the bar.
Well, everybody, I know it's probably a little noisy in here tonight, but we are in here at the end of the bar. And by
can
we...
I have another one? Just a double, please.
A double? What, are you cutting back?
Well, I don't want to blow my wad early.
Y'all, it's me and Vera. Yeah, and we're at the end of the bar, and there are actual cocktails here. Here, one moment, please, as someone I know and love says. One moment, please.
Are you tinkling? Oh, no, I have a straw because I'm starting with a Mai Tai before I go into the shooters.
Drag queens always like to drink through a straw. So anyway, so you don't mess up your
lipstick.
Lipstick, uh-huh. That's it. Now, at the end of the bar. Okay, let's talk about that for a little bit. Okay. All right, because that's a position that, and I know that can get
well. It's not a position
in some people's minds.
It's not a position you're used to.
Well, no. It is.
Oh.
But. When we were growing up, that was you tell your story of what at the end of the bar means to you.
Well, when we were young, which was basically
centuries ago,
we each had our own caves, if we were lucky, and we drove the Flintstone mobiles. When we were young and going to the. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'll tell my... This is, you know, we don't need content. It's just going to be you and I going, I'm sorry. Okay, go. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, really, you go.
Oh, really?
So one of the things that I was always attracted to, and not in the physical way, but in the emotional sense and also in the curiosity sense, is inevitably...
Inquisitive, right, yeah.
Inevitably, at a neighborhood bar, and sometimes even the big ones in West Hollywood, inevitably, at the end of the bar, there would be a 60, 70, 80-year-old queen, old man, who would be alone, who would obviously be a regular, who was there all the time, every single night, same spot at the bar, having the same drink, and, exactly, tinkling his ice. And these people always had the greatest stories and the sagest advice, and I found them fascinating and endearing and a wonder. And so my concept was what I really wanted to become, and I have, except I don't go out to the bar. I've become that old man, in the caftan at the end of the bar. And I say caftan because also invariably these people were very, very eccentric in the way they dressed. Sometimes they would even wear makeup, but they would always be wearing something flowing and billowy and caftanish and very...
Well, as they would, you could, you know, they were probably already there when you arrived.
Absolutely.
But you could imagine their arrival at the bar, it was an entrance.
No doubt. And it heralded great hellos and love. And what it was, I'm sure, for these people was this was the only family they had, because being gay back then, especially flamboyantly gay back then, you were disowned by everyone. And so we also found family in those bars and at those the ends of the bar. So here so we're here now, sitting
here
at the
we
end
are
of the bar.
At the... Here we are at the end of the bar, and I, you know...
Boy, that's a great... You just rhymed. Here we are at the end of the bar.
Right.
Uh-huh.
That's good.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've heard you talk about that on your show, which go ahead and plug it now in case I forget at the end.
I seriously doubt that anybody that listens to this roaring piece of shit doesn't already know that they can find me at veraspeaks.com,
Anti-Vera and that's
Charles.
The roaring piece of shit that you're on, right?
Yeah, okay. Yes, exactly. Okay. How I'm spending my Friday night,
right? Because you don't have a caftan press to
no,
go out.
No, there is
okay.
No. I don't have my.
Oh, that's a nice caftan on your wall, though.
Well, oh, that's anyway. Soundproofing. But okay, go
oh,
ahead.
Oh, okay. It looks like a caftan, y'all. anyway, I've heard you talk about that before, and I've basically embraced that.
Yes.
And when I would go out to the vegetable, and for those who don't know what is, that's Patrick's Pub. Okay.
Online.com.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, for many years, that was the reference. Patrick's Pub Online.com, and it became...
As everything does with you. Nothing
right.
ever stays the same.
But Patrick's hadn't been online for years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it doesn't even exist anymore, of course. But anyway, regardless, when we were there... you would go and you had your spot.
Yes.
And if somebody, if we walked into the bar and there was somebody sitting in my spot,
mm-hmm.
it was like, oh, okay.
Someone obviously doesn't know the lay of the land.
Okay. One of the early arrivals has stayed a little late. Or someone's visiting from out of town, I see.
And cruising for a bruising.
And, you know, you don't make a fuss, but as soon as that person got up and left, wham, you took your spot.
Because they became our living rooms, those
right.
places.
But, Vera, I gotta tell you.
What, honey?
People... I honestly would sit there, and the little young ones would come in, and they would, you know, there's a, you know, you this it's fun to watch them come in, okay,
mm-hmm.
and you know the social ones and the smart ones, okay, not the ones with their nose up in the fucking air, okay.
Mm-hmm.
They come in and they kiss the ring, as I used to like to say, you know.
Yes.
But you understand what I'm saying,
yeah,
though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. There isn't the hierarchy.
You come by and you say hello to the old queen. You give her a kiss on the cheek, and she pats you on the butt, and mm-hmm. you go do your thing. Then you've done your duty.
Absolutely.
Okay. And some of them stay around and talk, and the rest of them, they've done their duty.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it was. And I readily admit that I was the old queen at the end of the bar. Now, we have moved, of course, down to the Dudley Do-Rights here in town. And y'all, this is going to become more than just Big Fatty's stories of his personal experience, but this is just kind of background as to where the name At the End of the Bar came from. That's what this first little installment's going to be, because we're as hard as we try, we can't get rid of Vera after just one show. It just isn't going to happen.
I hang on like a bad cold, like one of those pesky rashes.
You're getting low there. Do you need?
Could
to,
you give me another double, honey? Hi. Okay. Could you give me another double? Thank you, sweetie. Okay. I love you too.
They're so friendly here. It's amazing.
Mm, they really are.
It's just wonderful.
Right.
I didn't know that they were allowed to serve cocktails completely naked. Isn't there some kind of rule or something like?
Here at the Fat Cave, of course, you know.
It just goes without saying.
Well, you'd be lucky they're just naked.
Oh my, yes. Okay, and now I'm going to pull the reins and stop the horse.
Now you've gone there. Okay. But there are... I found myself, right before Patrick's closed, I found myself telling... not the youngest ones, but the ones just the age a little bit below me.
Yes.
You know, the ones that are 10 years younger. Because, you know, they're the ones that kind of hang around a little bit more than anyone else.
Can you still hear me?
I can.
Okay, I'm sorry. We just had a little tiny technical glitch, but we're all better now.
Right, because
he set the drink down, and it tipped over a little bit and spilled in my lap. But, you know... They're so accommodating here. They lick it up.
Did you? I was going to say someone would be by to take care of that.
Yes. Oh my goodness! Spill some more. Go ahead.
Honey. Oh, I would tell the ones just a few years younger. I said, you know what? You're going to be in this seat one of these days. I'm not going to be here. And you're going to be in this seat one of these days, and you make sure these young ones come by and pay homage to you, okay?
Yep. It's not in the thought processes of us when we are young that we will ever be old. And so it's really hard to explain that to the young ones. It happens quicker than you can imagine.
Absolutely it does. Now, let me ask you, because I know you and Gooch have been together for how many years?
It will be 30 years, August the 13th.
Were you going out to the bars long enough to see some of the ones that came in with their nose in the air?
Yes, sadly, yes.
Getting a little older and having someone else turn their nose up to them?
I have seen that happen, and it is always with a little twinge of joy that you see someone finally get their comeuppance.
Mm-hmm.
And also get a little bit of the flavor of what they were dishing out.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to think I didn't do that. Because I didn't really go out in my 20s.
Mm-hmm. I never turned my nose up to anybody because I always thought I was ugly and nobody ever paid attention to me, so I didn't have a chance to turn my nose up. I was always just sitting there begging like a little puppy. Come home with me, please.
Well, and you know what? To this day, there are still little puppies.
Mm-hmm.
There are. Yeah. There are always little puppies out there. So, but it's... I don't say anything, but like you say, you get a little twinge or a little twinkle in your eye, and it's kind of like, yeah. So,
we had a technical glitch again.
You know, she will do anything to get that bar back over here to take care of it.
I spilt so much this time that my lap was completely soaked, and then it kind of dripped around to underneath where I'm sitting. And
blame it on the drink. Okay.
Uh-huh. Blame it on the bellboy.
Uh-huh. Okay. But anyway, so, that's what At the End of the Bar is all about. Do you have a favorite old queen that comes to mind?
I cannot for the life of me remember the specific people. I can remember the image it is emblazoned in my mind, but I don't remember the names. There were always also like Lady Marion or something like that. You know, his real name was Max or something, and he would be Lady Marion when he was at the bar. No drag involved, just that he was Grand Lady Marion. And there was a one that was enormously fat and wore just layers upon layers of these clothes and things and sat, and his, you know, his butt ate the bar stool, and he would sit at the end of the bar and pontificate. I can remember like three or four of them. My favorite ones were the ones that were really, really old but really, really sassy, and that you could tell that were... They had all of that armor because they had to grow up in the 40s or the 30s and 40s and 50s. They had to grow up then, and they were effeminate guys, and they had to find that armor. And a lot of the armor is humor, and a lot of the armor is very cutting humor. And it was just wonderful to watch these men work. It was fantastic. But I can't remember specific names. I'm much too old, and I drink.
But you're right. I know exactly the person. And, you know, you talked about West Hollywood and all, and that was your point of reference. But that person exists in Charleston also, and
I'm sure
every neighborhood gay bar.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure I'm that person. To many people. Now, my only question is, you said that there was someone who was enormously fat.
Yes.
Okay, now you classify yourself as...
Enormously fat.
Okay.
He was three times my size.
Okay, that's where I was going.
Yes.
Would you dwarf compared to this person?
Yes, I would look like a thin, trim young man right now if I were standing next to him. And I think his name was Ed, because I think they called him Big Ed, but I can't.
Big Ed. There was always a...
Yeah, I think that he was Big Ed. And then there was one also, a big fat one that played the piano, who would leave the bar, go play the piano. The piano was in the piano, and then would go back and sit at the bar. But he didn't work there. He just went and he played the piano just because he wanted to.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's Big Ed. Big Ed on the ivories. Okay.
And on the piano.
Right. And on the piano. Now, you said that you would like to watch them. Did you enjoy more watching?
Oh, I would engage.
Or
them.
Engaging.
I would always engage them if they were the kind, because there were two different kinds. There was the kind that was still a perv and was after grabbing your crotch. And then there was the kind that was well past that. And the ones that were well past that but still had that fire and wanted to tell the stories, I would much rather be there with them than dancing and getting laid. Well, maybe not getting laid, but then the dancing and all the other crap. I would rather be sitting there with them and talking, because they would be enthralling people, just fascinating people.
We're going to have to stop for today. Come
no.
back again tomorrow, y'all. We're going to refill our drinks,
Can
okay?
Can I have
Vera?
Another one? Just bring two.
Bye.
Two of them.
Leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.